There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for DraftKings.com. Start this football season by winning $2 million in week one at DraftKings.com. With 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the team you want. Just pick your contest, pick your team, and pick up your winnings. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Go to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Chicago to play free for a shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one $10 million millionaire maker. Enter Chicago for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to At Home, your home decor Halloween headquarters.
Ivan, those delightful strings of bat lights.
Right over there.
Thank you.
I need decorations that are...
terrifying?
Exactly.
Right down there.
I'm looking for...
bubbling cauldrons?
How'd you know?
Lucky guess. Next aisle. Enjoy eerily low Halloween prices every day, all season long. Check out athome.com and then visit one of our Chicago area At Home home decor superstores.
For all you fantasy football fans, who doesn't love the excitement of picking your team? It's probably the best part of the season. Well, get this. You can do that any week when you play in 1 week fantasy football leagues at FanDuel.com. This is next level fantasy football. Every week is a whole season at FanDuel. You play for real money and winners get immediate cash payouts. There's no season long commitment, so you only play when you want. Plus, you can play in fantasy football leagues for as little as $1. Nothing beats the excitement of living out a whole season of fantasy football in just 1 week. Every week is a chance to win big at FanDuel. Plus, right now, FanDuel is giving you a bonus of up to $200 that gets earned as you play. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. The only way to get this one-time bonus offer is to click the banner now or go to FanDuel.com and enter the promo code FF9000. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code FF9000.
This is the Bears Fan Source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. It's a busy sports day already. Let's start with the Bears, who have issued their final injury report for Sunday's game against Green Bay. Sam Acho and Tracy Porter are out. Alshon Jeffrey, Eddie Royal, Marquise Wilson, and John Bostic all listed as questionable, and Eddie Goldman and Jermon Bushrod are probable. Meanwhile, signings around the league. A.J. Green gets a new deal in Cincinnati. Eli Manning gets $84 million as an extension as quarterback for the New York Giants. And Alden Smith didn't have to go very far after being let go by San Francisco as he signs across the bay with Oakland. Also, a Pittsburgh assistant coach is being investigated by the league for allegedly assaulting a New England Patriot fan last night. In baseball, the Cubs and the Phillies will play a pair later today, 4 o'clock start Chicago time for the first game. Arrieta and Hendricks going for Joe Maddon. Meanwhile, Eric Johnson gets the nod tonight for the White Sox against Minnesota. And numerous reports have the Tigers firing manager Brad Ausmus at season's end. However, the Tigers are denying those reports. Tennis at the U.S. Open, ladies semifinal action. The top seed Serena Williams takes the opening set against Roberto Vinci, 6-2. However, Vinci has come back in the second set. She now leads that one 5-3. And the other semifinal earlier today, an upset, is number 26 Flavia Pineda knocked off number 2 Simona Halep, scores of 6-1 and 6-3. Thursday Night Football is back, and it kicks off next Thursday on CBS and the NFL Network. The Denver Broncos will kick it off with the Kansas City Chiefs, both looking to jumpstart the season that night. Football starts here Thursday night on CBS and the NFL Network. This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Packers game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, David Schuster. David had your updates all morning long on our show. Thank you to our guests today, Hub Arkish from ChicagoFootball.com and 670 The Score, Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs, from Bleacher Report. Enjoyed that college football talk tremendously. And Patrick Manley, our friend and colleague here at The Score. Thank you to Jay Zawoski. Great job up here, man. Appreciate it. And Nick Shepkowski. Sorry you didn't get to travel this time, but man, you are a king among men back there at the Shopperoo. And thank you to Kevin Zipak, who I think helped out a little bit, and probably Brendan McCaffrey, who exists and did a thing or three.
Brendan McCaffrey is at Midway right now.
He is?
Yeah.
Where's he going?
He's picking somebody up, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Right. Well, he's probably listening.
A little boy?
No, probably not.
Okay. Good luck out there. Thank you to Rich Wyatt. Thank you to Rich Wyatt, our tremendous engineer up here for making everything work. And Danny and Ashley and everybody at promotions and Jeff Fritz and everybody in the sales staff who helped to make this happen. This was a really fun trip.
Eric and Emily from Tito's as well.
Absolutely.
Jack up here at Chuck's. It's been a great, great trip, man. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate you guys.
TheAbbeyResort.com, Tito's Handmade Vodka, and Chuck's Lakeshore Inn. Great places, and very fun to be here.
Definitely. And if you're looking for a fall golf trip, the Abbey's Resort Stay and Play Package offers accommodations at the Abbey and golf at Abbey Springs. Learn more at TheAbbeyResort.com. Are the guys on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour today?
I assume
you better
so.
Damn believe it.
Sure we are.
What up, fellas?
Hello.
What are you guys doing? You ready? Sometimes you do it on a Wednesday. Sometimes you do it on a Wednesday. Sometimes you do it on Thursday. Don't know if you've been around the last couple of weeks.
We are at Harry Carey's in Rosemont, our second consecutive Harry Carey's stop. Chuck's is a great place, isn't it?
Yes, it is, man.
Yeah, you were telling us, man. This is fabulous up here. It's interesting. I went by and I saw the little park, and I'm like, I've played here with my son because I have some friends who live up here, and it's a great little park right next door.
Well, but that's right on the walk in between Chuck's and the hotel. You go right through there.
Exactly.
And have you tried their fish and chips, by the way?
No, I heard it was really good.
Really good. If you like that kind of thing, I recommend it highly.
Yeah, I had the
chicken
burger.
I had to come here to get fish after Maui.
Oh, man.
First thing I did. Yeah, they were out of your fish in Maui.
Oh, totally out of my fish. They're just out of my damn fish.
What fish is that?
Paka paka.
Oh, I remember. Paka. Yes, you used to talk about that all the time on your Hawaii trip.
Gone.
How they run out of the fish.
I guess it's sometimes you can't fish it. They had two fish at every restaurant, the same two. Mahi mahi and mong chong. Hong Kong.
I've had the mong chong.
Mm-hmm.
But the old paka paka I have not had. A nice flaky fish, Terry? Or what
flaky.
Is it?
Yep. It's flakier Terry, than I am.
it's not possible. Terry likes his fish to taste like fish, right?
You're the opposite. You don't like the oily fish. You like the white flaky fishes. I like the oily fish. Like blue fish and that kind of thing. I love that. Escalar.
That's good stuffy.
Who would have thought Spiegel doesn't like something that Burns he likes?
No, it's just about fish choices. For God's sakes, stop trying to instigate.
I'm not instigating anything. I'm just trying to make you guys realize and live your truths. That's all. So what do we got?
Settle for fish and chips. Oh, we got a Friday football, dude. This is Friday football. We are your football show.
What? and we are your football station. Chicago's football station.
We are.
670 The Score. So I don't know how this thing's going to feel on Sunday, and I've been trying to feel better about it and get my Doug Buffon on and try to find a way where this thing won't be just catastrophic. But I said 27-10, so it doesn't feel as bad. You know, you get a late touchdown or something, but it's going to be all bad on Sunday, isn't it, fellas?
Yes. No. Yes, it is.
Not all bad, Terry.
Bad.
No, there's something.
You got
wrong
something
with
for
this
us?
Whole thing. Yeah, no, just gambler's hunch. Nothing that's worth a damn. But I don't think all bad because look, if the guys who really have to make a living doing this thing don't think all bad, why should I think all bad? I mean, that's that's a very small line for a team that has nothing. Bears don't even have a wide receiver healthy.
Yeah.
But isn't that where the money is going, though, instead of, like, what's actually happened on the field? Like,
trying to drive the price?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also indicative of – I understand what you're saying, Terry. I wonder – the only way that I could see something quirky happening – is if Randall Cobb really is banged up and not very useful, mm-hmm. then you're talking about Devontae Adams and the half of the composing duo of Rodgers and Hammerstein.
And then they give it to Eddie Lacy 28 times.
They'll give it to Eddie Lacy, but if they become a little bit predictable in that way,
Violin will get
slow
him.
Things down.
Violin will get Eddie Lacy. Mm-hmm.
You really got to work to paint an optimistic picture for the Bears, though.
I've been painting all week, and I've got just a slight square in the corner.
Yeah, the fact that it takes all that work was really telling you what you truly feel. So
do you have the broad brush? Do you have the broad brush as you paint? That's my favorite.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
it's just with the broad brush.
The bottom line, though, the big picture is we know that this is going to be a long year. We know that the expectations are as low as they've ever been in my memory. There's not even sort of an